Blog Talk Radio. Hello, thank you everybody for joining me on tonight. Right now I'm live on Blog Talk Radio and on Periscope. So I would like to thank everybody, no matter what medium you are joining me through, thank you for being here on tonight. And I pray that each of you will be blessed by the word of the Lord on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for everybody that's joining me on tonight, Lord God, for every listener, Lord God. May they be blessed by this word, strengthened and encouraged to go on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for feeding your people on tonight, for sitting me down and blessing them, and bless them mightily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from the book of Ruth. It's taken from the book of Ruth. And the title of tonight's message is Raise the Roof, Prophetic Principles That Will Raise Your Level of Living in Every Area. Prophetic principles that will raise your level of living in every area. Now, the book of Ruth is so long, I can't go verse by verse, and I certainly can't go chapter to chapter and cover everything. I just went with whatever God gave me prophetically to bless you all tonight. So one, Naomi loses her husband and her sons. Ruth chapter 1, verse 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife, two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. Prophetic principle number one, you must move away from anything that is a famine or represents lack or from anybody carrying a spirit of lack. You must move away from anything that is a famine or represents lack or from anybody carrying a spirit of lack. A man from Bethlehem in Judea, together with his wife. Number two, do nothing apart from your spouse. All major decisions must be made together with your spouse. Hear me on tonight if you're married. All major decisions must be made together with your spouse. If you are married on tonight, this for you is an important principle in raising your level of living. Days when judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while. That's important. Went to live for a while in the country of Moab. Number three, where you live is only temporary. That's for somebody on tonight. Where you live is only temporary. Don't get comfortable. It's only for a while. Ruth chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Now, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her sons and her husband. She was left without her two sons and her husband. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They don't die as well. Number four, sometimes life will force you to suddenly switch roles, but you're okay. That's not out of the ordinary. Sometimes life will force you to suddenly switch roles, but you're okay. That's not out of the ordinary. Remember, earlier in the text, Moab was a temporary place moved to. The text says they moved for a while. So now in the text, we see that Naomi's sons married Moabite women. Prophetic principle number five, never marry or make a commitment in a temporary place. Never marry or make a commitment in a temporary place. The relationship birthed in temporary circumstances to last. That's deep for somebody on tonight. You can't expect a relationship birthed in temporary circumstances to last. Seven, after they had lived there 10 years, How does what's supposed to be a temporary for a while turn into years? They spent years in a place of transition. Therefore, don't feel bad. Somebody online, don't feel bad if your change hasn't come yet. Don't feel bad if your change hasn't come yet. After they had lived their 10 years, both Malon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. Number 8, after suffering loss, you must fight the urge to believe or say that you have been left without. That's where somebody is tonight. You must fight the urge to say that you have been left without. They left, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:8. Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem. Prophetic principle number 9. Sometimes it takes a couple of losses to get your life to return back to its original state. Sometimes it takes a couple of losses to get your life to return back to its original state. Ruth 1:6. And Naomi heard in Moab the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them. She and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. When Naomi heard, that's important. When Naomi heard, number 10, prophetic principle number 10, you must be able to hear even in your lowest point. You must be able to hear even in your lowest point. When Naomi heard that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, prophetic principle number 11, verse 10 and 17 says, faith comes by hearing. So number 11 is, even to your lowest point, you must be able to hear and believe through faith that God's provision is near and move towards it. You just can't stay where you are. You must move toward the provisions of the Lord. Ruth 1:8-19, and I'm going to paraphrase this. Naomi was a typical mother. She cared more about her daughter-in-laws than herself, urging them not to follow her, but go back. But Ruth was determined to follow her mother-in-law, to live with her, and let her mother-in-law's God be her God. Number 12, take your life off pause. Take your life off pause. You've been taking care of everybody else. Now if someone comes along that wants to take care of you, let them. Just as simple as that. If they come on and they want to take care of you the way Ruth wanted to take care of Naomi, let them. That is your harvest for all the seeds you've sown in somebody else's life. Let them. Ruth 2. Ruth meets Boaz in the grain field. Ruth 2:2. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. Prophetic principle number 13. Always seek the permission, the release of a mentor or a trusted leader God has placed over you. Always seek the permission, the release of a mentor or a trusted leader God has placed over you. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up leftover grain behind anyone in whose eye I find favor. Prophetic principle number 14. If you are sincere and humble and are willing to accept what's left over, accept less, and still manage to keep a good attitude, it's important. You must keep a good attitude. God will end up favoring you with the best. Six. So she went out into the field and began to glean behind harvesters. As it turned out, she was working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvest. Says, "The Lord be with you." "The Lord bless you," they answered. Boaz asked the overseer of his harvesters, who does that young woman belong to?" The overseer replied, "She is a Moabite. She is a Moabite who came from Moab with Naomi. She is the Moabite who came from Moab with Naomi." Number 15, make sure good reputation. Make sure you have a good reputation. Your reputation is the first thing heard about you. Your reputation is the first thing heard about you. Ruth 2, verses 8 and 9. So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you." And that's important. "I have told the men not to lay a hand on you." Prophetic principle number 16. A real man will use his authority to make you feel secure. A real man will use his authority to make you feel secure. If you feel fearful or unsafe in the atmosphere he has provided for you. If you feel fearful or unsafe in the atmosphere he has provided for you, leave. Leave. And don't look back. Ruth 2, verses 10 through 11. At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told about you." See, you must have a good reputation, because the scripture says that Boaz replied, "For your mother-in-law since the death of your husband." 17, just because you're new to a certain field, that doesn't mean you can't find favor with the boss. Just because you're new to a certain field, it's for somebody that's working, and you have a particular career, a certain field. Just because you're new to a certain field, that doesn't mean you can't find favor with the boss. I say favor over the life of somebody on tonight. Favor with God and man. 18, Ruth's good reputation won her the respect and attention of Boaz. It wasn't just that he saw her, but he heard about her. 19, what you do for others will remain in the mind of both God and man. What you do for others will remain in the mind of both God and man. Prophetic principle number 20. Boaz pointed out specifically the sacrifice Ruth had made to take care of her mother-in-law. A man likes to know he will be well taken care of too. Ladies, a man likes to know that he will be well taken care of too if he should decide to get with you. Point blank, period. Simple. He wants to know that he will be taken care of too. Ruth 2, verses 14, 17, and 18. At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here. Have some bread and dip it in wine vinegar." And when she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her what was left over after she had eaten enough. 21, if he can't provide for you more than what you came there with, he is not a Boaz. If he cannot provide for you more more than what you came there with, he is not a Boaz. 22. If there's not tangible evidence, tangible, something that you can see, put your hands on. Other people can see and put their hands on. If there's not some tangible evidence of what he has added to your life since the day you two met, he is not a Boaz. He is not a Boaz. Moving on to Ruth 2, verses 19 and 20. Her mother-in-law asked, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you. Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz," she said. "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. I hope this is blessing somebody on tonight. He has not stopped showing his kindness. Speaking here of God, he has not stopped showing his kindness. And somebody needs to know tonight that God has not stopped showing you his kindness. You may not exactly understand everything that's going on, but he has not stopped showing you his kindness. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead, she added. "That man is our close relative. He is one of our guardian redeemers." 23. God sees the load you're carrying. For somebody, God sees the load you're carrying, and he always sends a redeemer. And he always sends a redeemer. And watch this part. He not only does he send a redeemer, but it'll be someone close enough to you to make an impactful difference. Someone close enough to you to make an impactful difference. Ruth 2, verse 22 to 23. Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with the women who work for him, because in someone else's field you might be harmed." So Ruth stayed close to the women of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvesters were finished. And she lived with her mother-in-law. 24. Never ignore, but take into careful consideration the wisdom of your elders. Take into careful consideration the wisdom of your elders. That's what's wrong with some of you on tonight. Can't nobody tell you nothing, but you must respect the wisdom of your elders, of those that came before you that have experienced many things before you. And the way that God kept them, he will indeed keep you. Never ignore, but take into careful consideration the wisdom of your elders and stick close to them in the process. Moving on to Ruth chapter 3, Ruth and Boaz at the threshing floor. Ruth 3, verse 1. One day, Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her, "My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be well provided for." Notice she said, well provided for. Not just have more than you have now, but well provided for. Prophetic principle. 25. One day, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, somebody close to you will literally get up on themselves to help you relocate. I don't know who that's for, but I can feel that on tonight. Somebody close to you will literally take it up on themselves to help you relocate. Ruth 3, verses 2 through 3. Now Boaz, with whose women you have worked, is a close relative of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash, put on perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. 26. When you seek change, you must prepare for change. She didn't just go like she was, but she prepared for it. She washed, she put on perfume, and she got dressed in her best clothes. Again, I say, when you seek change, you must prepare for change. Change and expect to stay the same all at the same time. If you seek change, you must prepare for change. Then go to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating. 27. You must be able to humble yourself, to take and follow instructions accurately. Being able to take instructions accurately is so important in this season. Your ability to humble yourself, to take and follow instructions accurately, is so important in this season. 28. Timing is everything. Timing and the way that you execute the plan is vital to your success in this season. Ruth 3, verse 5, I will do whatever you say. That's how Ruth answered Naomi. She said, I will do whatever you say. 29, obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15, 22. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Ruth 3, verses 6 and 7. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and laid down. Prophetic principle number 30. You must be willing to humble yourself and follow the instructions of a trusted mentor in order to close in on your destiny. That's why some of you are not closer to your destiny than you were yesterday. You will not follow instructions. Beloved, you must follow instructions. Luke 3, verse 8. In the middle of the night, something startled the man. He turned, and there was a woman lying at his feet. And there was Ruth lying at his feet. 31. When you humble yourself at the feet of Boaz, who is a representation of Jesus. Again, Boaz is a representation of Jesus. He will call the necessary attention to turn towards you. When you humble yourself at the feet of Boaz, who is a representation of Jesus, he will cause the necessary attention to turn towards you. Ruth 3, verses 9 and 10. Who are you? He asked. I am your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a guardian and redeemer of our family. The Lord bless you, my daughter. That's how Boaz replied. The Lord bless you, my daughter. Ruth 3, verse 11 through 12. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character. Again, her reputation comes into play. It's so important that you have a good reputation, because he says that everyone in the town knew that Ruth was a woman of noble character. And what does the people around you know about you? What does those close to you, those around you, those who work with you, those who live with you, those who see you on a daily basis, what do they know about you? I hope that they can say that your character is noble. Although it's true that I am a guardian redeemer of our family, there is another who is more closely related than I. Although there was another option, notice this, although there was another option other than Boaz, Ruth was divinely sent to Boaz's field. Look at God working. Although there was another person that could redeem Ruth and Naomi, Ruth was divinely sent to Boaz's field. 32, God knows who's best for you. God knows, for those of you who are dating on tonight, God knows who is best for you. He never gets confused during the dating process. Isaiah 48 and 17 from the NIV says, I am the Lord your God. I am. Not somebody else, but I am the Lord your God who teaches you. He does what? He teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. Ruth 3, verse 13. Boaz reassured Ruth, but if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. The Message Bible says, if he wants to exercise his customary rights and responsibilities as the closest covenant redeemer, he'll have his chance. But if he isn't interested, as God is, I'll do it. Ruth chapter 4, Boaz marries Ruth. Ruth 4, verses 1 through 4. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down there, just as the guardian redeemer had just. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down there just as Pardon Redeemer he had mentioned came along. Side note, there are a lot of what the world would call coincidences in the Book of Ruth. There are a lot of coincidences, at least that's what the world would call it, in the Book of Ruth. First, Ruth just happened to show up in Boaz's field. Out of all fields, she showed up in his field. Number two, Boaz just happened to stop by his own field during the time Ruth is there. And number three, now Boaz is at the gate waiting on the other guardian redeemer. Coincidence? Not. There are no coincidences in God. There are no coincidences in God. This is a divine setup. Boaz said, come over here, my friend, and sit down. So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, sit here. And they did so. Then he said to the guardian redeemer, Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. If you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in line. I will redeem it, he said. Prophetic Principles, number 33. When a man is skilled in a certain area, his thinking is also driven by that area he knows best. When a man is skilled in a certain area, Boaz was a skilled businessman. When a man is skilled in a certain area, his thinking is also driven by the area that he knows best. Boaz was a businessman, and he thought like a businessman. So what else could Boaz do? He quickly called a business meeting. He called a business meeting. 34, always keep your opponent on your turf. Initiate the conversation. You lay the facts and await their response. That's what Boaz did. He initiated the conversation. He laid out the facts and he awaited the other redeemer's response. 35, when you are next in line, the way that Boaz was next in line, when you are next in line, don't get out of line or disheartened by what others say they will do without the proof of them actually doing it. Because Boaz could have gotten upset or been disheartened because the first redeemer said that he would do it. But he wasn't. He kept working the plan because God had his hand all up in this. Ruth 4, verse 5 through 6, skipping to 8 through 10. Then Boaz said, on the day you buy the land from Naomi, you also acquire Ruth the Moabite, the dead man's widow, in order to maintain of the dead with his property. At this, the guardian redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my estate. So the guardian redeemer said to Boaz, buy it yourself. Just what Boaz wanted to hear. Buy it yourself. And he removed his sandal. Taking off one sandal and giving it to the other person was a method of legalizing transactions in Israel. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife. 36, prophetic principle number 36. When a man really loves you, he doesn't mind acquiring your baggage. When a man really loves you, I felt that for somebody. When a man really loves you, he doesn't mind acquiring your baggage. God used Boaz's influence, his business savvy, and his affection for Ruth. God used all that to redeem her. 38, Boaz turned Ruth from widow to wife, from worker to owner, from broke and broken to wealthy and well. Boaz turned Ruth from widow to wife, from worker to owner, from broke to broken, from broke and broken to wealthy and well. 39. If you let God lead you, one day you are on the field. If you let God lead you, one day you are on the field. On the field you're in, and others will be working for you. Number 40, which is the last prophetic principle for tonight. If you let God lead, your mate will be the love that changes your life for good. If you let God lead, your mate will be the love that changes your life for good for the rest of your life. Father God, help every Ruth, every young woman, Naomi, every older woman, and Boaz, every serious man about his business, listening under the sound of my voice, restructure their lives, grow in wisdom, and live better. In the name of Jesus, amen. This concludes the message for tonight. If you desire specific prayer and you're on the phone, press 1. If you're online on Periscope and you desire prayer, there's still time. You can call in at 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. And press 1 to speak to the host. But while I wait to see if there are any prayer requests, right now this is a salvation call. Right now this is a salvation call. Once again, thank you everybody for joining me on tonight. If you're not in right standing with God, and that's all saved means is to be in right standing with God. If you're not in right standing with God, but you desire to be, repeat after me. Father God, just as Boaz, a type of Christ, redeemed Ruth, I need to be redeemed, brought back. I am a sinner. I am a backslider in need of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Life has taken me down a bumpy road, but I desire to be brought back into your presence. Help me start over. I want to receive Jesus now, and so I receive. Amen. But love is just as simple as that. Romans 10, verses 9 through 10 says, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello. I was calling for prayer. Right now I need a new job. It got to the point where, you know, I honestly don't believe I can even go to work in tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm just praying right now for a new job.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the entire message. I pray that you were blessed. And thank you for calling in. I truly appreciate it. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for letting my sister call in on tonight, Lord God. You see what's burdening her heart on tonight, Lord God. First of all, I ask that you lift her bowed down head, Lord God. You lift burden, Lord God, off her shoulders, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to find a job that's suitable for her, Lord God, that would take the weight off of her shoulders, Lord God. Let employees seek her out, Lord God. Let people remember her from past relationships, Lord God, that can hook her up with the right type of job, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your favor will be on every resume, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that wherever she enters, Lord God, the next field, Lord God, you will favor her, Lord God, to be exactly what you want for her to be. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you clear her mind, Lord God. Give her peace in the midst of the situation, Lord God. And if she goes in tomorrow, Lord God, be with her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her a smooth day, Lord God, as the other things, Lord God, that she worried about, as they're being worked out, Lord God. Give her a sign, a signal, Lord God, that it is well, that it is so, that it is being done. And this place that she's sitting at right now working, God, is just temporary. The same way the place that Ruth and Naomi were in was temporary, Lord God. Let this place that she's in now be temporary, Lord God, and the best is yet to come for her. In the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight on Periscope that desires prayer? If so, press 1. If you're on the phone, press 1. Songs played tonight via Blog Talk Radio only was Chambers by Catherine Mullins, The More I Seek You by Carrie Job. You can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Also, follow me on Periscope. It's Prophetess Stacy at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, visit the ministry's website. And if you need to know more about salvation, for those of you who accepted the Lord on tonight, there's more information about salvation on the ministry's page. The Lord gave me 16 blessings that comes from salvation. So you need to go to the website to check that out. It's prolificfireministry.com. That's prolificfireministry.com. Prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire, F-I-R-E, ministry.com. If throughout the week, because things happen, if throughout the week, anytime, day or night, you desire prayer or private consultation, you can call or text me at 865-405-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. And if you're listening to me and you prefer to email, or perhaps you don't live in the United States and you couldn't call in, but you need prayer or private consultation, you can always email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire, F-I-R-E, @gmail.com. Well, beloved, that concludes the show on tonight. I pray that each of you were blessed. Until next time, I love you. Good night.